This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited Poland to thank his ally and meet Ukrainians who've sought refuge there. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky is in Warsaw for a visit meant to thank a key ally and meet with some of his own people who found refuge in the neighboring nation. Zelensky's visit comes at a time of rising anger among Polish farmers who say that Ukrainian grain that has entered Poland has created a glut and caused prices to fall. Zelensky is to be welcomed by Poland's president and prime minister. Warsaw has been a key ally for Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion last year, welcoming refugees and becoming a hub for humanitarian aid and weapons to transit into Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain on Wednesday announced plans to house about 500 asylum seekers on a barge as the government seeks cost-cutting measures and deterrence for arrivals crossing the channel. Following his pledge to stop the small boats used by tens of thousands of migrants each year to make the treacherous trip, Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said the barge would save money and reduce pressure on hotels. The Conservative government has already put forth a plan to outlaw asylum claims by all illegal arrivals and transfer them to safe third countries such as Rwanda. But charity group Refugee Council said the barge will be completely inadequate for vulnerable people who've come to the country in search of safety, having fled beatings and death threats in countries such as Afghanistan and Iran. A tornado struck the U.S. state of Missouri, causing an unknown number of injuries as severe thunderstorms, packing the threat of more hail and more tornadoes, were forecast across parts of the Midwest and southern United States on Wednesday. The storms threatened a region that includes portions of the country still reeling from deadly weather over the weekend. This is VOA News. Israeli police entered Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque in force before dawn on Wednesday and clashed with worshippers, drawing condemnation from Arab countries, a furious reaction in the occupied West Bank, and cross-border strikes in Gaza. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
An Israeli police raid on Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque has sparked fury among Palestinians and condemnation across the Arab world, as well as cross-border strikes in Gaza and fears of yet another escalation. Witnesses said police beat worshippers and fired rubber-tipped bullets before dawn on Wednesday. The clashes come during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, when it's common for crowds to spend the night at the mosque, and also on the eve of the Jewish Passover. Under a long-standing status quo arrangement governing the area, only Muslims are allowed to worship at Al-Aqsa. But Jewish visitors have increasingly prayed more or less openly at the compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. At least 9 rockets were fired from Gaza overnight, prompting Israeli airstrikes on what it said were Hamas weapons production sites. Witnesses said Israeli tanks also shelled Hamas positions along the border fence in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. A Hamas spokesman said the Palestinians would not let the incident pass. A special election in the U.S. state of Wisconsin has given Republicans a supermajority in the state Senate. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Wisconsin Republican Dan Knodel won the race for state Senate at the end of Tuesday's special election. His victory gives Wisconsin Senate Republicans 22 votes, enough to override a governor's veto and impeach other office holders. Wisconsin's Assembly is still just 2 votes shy of the 66 they need for a two-thirds override. The state representative defeated Democrat Jody Habush-Sinikin, an environmental attorney with a degree from Harvard, in the race for an open seat in District 8. Red-leaning suburbs north of Milwaukee, which had been represented by a Republican incumbent who retired in November. Knodel has said he is not interested in impeaching Governor Tony Evers, but he does want to impeach some Milwaukee judges for being too lenient on criminal defendants. I'm Jennifer King.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will not appeal a judge's ruling that requires him to testify to a grand jury about conversations he had with former U.S. President Donald Trump leading up to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol building, this according to a spokesman for Pence on Wednesday. In a March ruling, the judge also said Pence can still decline to answer questions related to January 6. Pence spokesman Devin O'Malley said in a statement that Pence's argument that the subpoena violated the U.S. Constitution's speech or debate clause had been vindicated by the court. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.